Chapter 71. Major Gannon knocked on the side door of the mobile command center. The door opened and a CTS FO looked out. He was dressed in a wolf gray bulletproof vest, shirt, and pants, and had a Glock 19 in a gray nylon holster. Gannon smiled at him and nodded.
Major Gannon, Inspector Byrd is expecting me.
The constable turned and spoke to someone inside and then opened the door. Inspector Craig Byrd was in his early 30s, wearing the same wolf grey gear as the constable, but without the sidearm. There was an airwave radio clipped to the left shoulder of his protective vest. He shook hands with Gannon.
Good to see you again, Major.
Byrd had met Gannon twice at Stirling Lines as part of his training, and the Major had a lot of respect for the man. While Byrd's overall fitness probably fell a little short of the SAS's demanding standards, his weapon skills were second to none. He was running the operation, though, and wouldn't be going into the building.
How's it going, Craig?
Byrd gestured at a screen showing a live feed of an overhead view of the house, presumably from a drone. There were four greenish figures in two of the downstairs rooms.
We have an infrared feed and the quality's good, so we know we have only four targets. The quality isn't good enough to see if they're armed, however.
The house was in Camberwell, South London, close to Kennington Park.
I think it's safe to assume they are, said the Major. We've tracked the phones of two of our targets, Javier Silva and Santino Rossi. They're Mexican, so far as we know. There's a good chance that the other two are Americans, probably former Special Forces, and, as I said, almost certainly armed. They're part of a group that attacked an MI5 safe house earlier today, and they were wearing body armour and carrying hecklers.
Byrd raised his eyebrows.
That's not good news.
Well, they were prepared for an assault, said Gannon.
He nodded at the screen.
These guys think they're safe, so I doubt that they're fully geared up, though there will almost certainly be weapons in the house.
I was hoping to continue surveillance for a while.
Not really an option, I'm afraid. The clock is very much ticking, and we need to get in there sooner rather than later. The one called Javier is in touch with a group of mercenaries that we need to shut down. We need his phone, and we needed it yesterday.
So this isn't about taking prisoners?
I doubt if we capture Javier or Santino that they'll talk. Down the line, maybe, if they cut a deal with the DEA, but not right now.
DEA? How is the DEA involved?
These men are trying to kill a cartel member who is cooperating with the DEA. The DEA is getting ready to fly him out of the country, and these guys are determined to stop that from happening.
And where are the DEA at the moment?
The Major smiled thinly.
They've gone off the grid. There was a, how shall I put it, trust issue. So at the moment, we have no way of contacting them.
Byrd rubbed his chin as he stared at the screen. The four figures didn't appear to be moving.
They've drawn the curtains, so snipers aren't an option, he said.
He pointed at two figures at the front of the house.
This is the sitting room. They've been static for a while.
The other two figures were at the rear of the house.
These two have been moving around. The hot plates have been on, and what was probably a kettle or a coffee maker came on. So I'm guessing they're cooking.
What's access to the rear like?
There was a map of the area stuck on a corkboard, and Byrd pointed at it.
Access is via a path at the side of the house. There's a gate there, which could well be locked. The only other way would be to go through the garden of the house backing onto it. Through or over the hedge.
It would be quicker through the back. They'd hear you coming if you have to smash the side gate.
We could go over it, said Byrd. It's about 7 feet tall. A ladder would do it. And with the curtains drawn, they wouldn't see us.
And what about the doors to get access?
I was thinking just regular enforcers.
The Major nodded. The Enforcer was the standard battering ram used by UK police forces, also known as the Big Red Key. It was made of steel and weighed just 16 kilos, but when swung by an expert, could exert a pressure of 3 tons, which was more than enough to take down most locked doors, even ones that had been reinforced.
And you're ready to go in now?
If time is an issue, yes, we're good to go.
The Major nodded again.
Let's do it.